There is a difference between a split and defections. What we have seen is a defections of some disgruntled generals who have been reshuffled out of our command hierarchy. They have not been dismissed yet as members of the movement. But what we have seen from the way they talk, the way they irresponsibly issue a statement, you have to call it defection, not a split.
Generals Gert Kuolf and Peter Gadet, is the decision to dismiss them from your movement, does that have anything to do with the fact that they have been blacklisted by the United Nations? They've been sanctioned.
Well, this has nothing to do with that. You know, if that's what they want to fight out, with the government of South Sudan and the SPLM-SPLA, then that is also a wrong way to do it. We, as a movement, we supported them. They have been part of our fighting force since December 2013, and then we have not betrayed them. They are the one who have betrayed the movement.
They have accused former Vice President Riek Machar of seeking power for himself.
This is completely wrong. Dr. Riek Machar has never taken to the bush of South Sudan to seek power. He was dismissed as a vice president, and he was calling for calm and harmony among the people of South Sudan until he was wrongfully accused of a coup, which was eventually dismissed in court by the current dictator, Salva Kiir Mayardit. Dr. Riek Machar has been seeking peace since then. What we have seen in the IGAD Plus as power-sharing metric was not even proposed by him. It was a conflict resolution remedy proposed even by the mediators.
General Gadet and Gert Kuolf, yes, saying now they are going to fight against both your movement and the government of South Sudan.
Well, let me tell you, that statement by itself is a fairy tale. What do they have to fight the government and the movement? Which power do they have to do that?
Bring us up to date. Where are we in the negotiations now? Where you are in Addis Ababa, the talks?
Well, we are still negotiating with the government.
And do you think now this time around something good will come out of the talks?
I cannot speculate about the outcome of the talk. But what you need to understand, and your audience, is that this is not a simple program designed by one person. This is a regional initiative to resolve conflict in South Sudan. It is now called IGAD Plus. That means the IGAD states plus some other African countries, supported by TRICA, European Union, the United Nations, and the African Union. So it is a global approach to resolve conflict in South Sudan.